Chapter 78.
Entering heaven. Warning. You do not have access to soul power within this realm.
I emerged onto a solid, white plain. There was nothing here. No features at all. It was as if the game designers had decided to eventually make this a place. But they never got around to it. Uh-oh, I thought, as my soul power bar drained away on its own. A light emerged. Whether a tiny light growing in size or coming toward me from a distance, I could not tell. A voice spoke, and the white, round light pulsed with each word. A woman, surprisingly. She sounded oddly like Mary, my wife.
Duke, you almost did it. You almost won. You got into heaven, but the gate is now closed. Everyone who was helping you is dead. The game won't end until it is won, and the winning will be difficult for you since you are stuck here.
Why aren't there any features? There should at least be white, fluffy clouds or something. Fat, naked babies with harps. That sort of thing. My view changed, and a field emerged, growing from the ground. Cotton grew, bloomed all around me. The field didn't end. That's not exactly what I meant, but it'll do, I guess. The light didn't answer. It hovered near me, expectantly. I sat, falling down in the field. God, I was exhausted. And not just my body. I brushed my finger across the cotton. It didn't feel quite right. A cool breeze whipped across my shoulders. You're not the real God.
How do you know?
Well, first off, this is a fucking video game. But if it wasn't, I would know you're not the real God because he or she or whatever doesn't exist. You know what? That really sucks. I want to believe in you. That's something people don't understand when it comes to people like me. My God, I want to believe in you. I want it so bad. No pun intended. But even then, even if you were real, and I knew it, and I was here right now before you, I would look directly at you and say, "Fuck you, God. Fuck you for putting me in this situation. Fuck you for making me do everything I've had to do to get here. Fuck you for throwing my daughter down that path. Fuck you for creating this world just so people can suffer while others look on and laugh. Fuck you for allowing my child to die." That's what I would say. Besides, you're obviously not omniscient.
Why do you say that?
Sometime in the past hour, my ability to cast Invulnerable returned. My ability to use that spell came from my armor, not my soul points. So I was fairly certain I could cast it if I wanted. I toyed with the idea as I watched the countdown timer plummet towards zero. But in the end, I decided against it. If you were omniscient, then you would know what I chose as Banksy's permanent respawn point. I grinned at the game AI in the second before I exploded. Minutes and 20 seconds never felt so good. I never got to see the gate blast open, nor did I see the remaining demons rush the new rift and pour into the heavens. I don't know if my fellow worm surgeons and other humans joined them, but I hoped so. I hoped whatever they found was everything they wanted in an afterlife. After all, that's what I found. I didn't respawn in my home base, nor did I respawn in Bast, nor the cockpit of the Shrill. In those last seconds, I made a decision and changed it one last time. In the off chance, I still had time to right one of the many wrongs of this world.
Entering ablation chamber.
I popped back into the room filled with screaming children just as the credits started to crawl across the screen. All my status bars and menus were gone, but I could still move. I still had my gun. I still had my knife. The words floated in front of me, crawling up the screen, half obscuring everything. A game like this, the credits would probably take a long time to finish. 20 minutes at least. Long enough for me to kill every damn heartworm in this chamber. I pulled my knife, and I went to work. Just as I eased a gasping and wide-eyed gulch to the ground of the now silent oblation chamber, Jenk wandered in. He sat down, right on a pile of dead worms. He observed all the dead and dying children, an eyebrow raised.
So you've done the impossible. You won the game by leading Bale out of hell. Something, mind you, that has never been done before. You survived the fabled Shoggoth casting while under direct control. You discovered a new form of Pyskungi. You somehow figured out how to blast open the gates of heaven, and you celebrate this incredible victory by somehow also becoming the first player to figure out how to kill children.
I looked about the room. Each child I freed gasped a few times, looked at me enough for their minds to register they were free, and they died. I had no idea why the game allowed them to perish now, as the endless credits rolled. But I was grateful for it. It was a mercy. Something rare in this place. And while I could no longer collect soul points, I felt their weak souls slide away. I grasped Gulch's hand. His eyes fluttered. She didn't lie to you. I was the one who was wrong. It is going to be okay. Shh. I'm sorry. Let it go.
You never cease to amaze. This is quite heartwarming. It's like a Hallmark movie of the week.
Soliloquy time. All right. So what's it gonna be? Is this where you tell me I'm not going to really wake up? Or my rig is buried under 10 feet of concrete? Or am I already long dead, and I've been an AI the whole time? I just thought of that one a few days ago.
No, no, no. Like I said before, I don't lie. I want you to live. I want you to tell the world everything that went on out here. A couple of minutes ago when I saw that you had won, I made a phone call. The Seattle police received a tip about a secret room hidden behind a wall in a building in Capitol Hill.
I'm still in Seattle. Are you sure? You said you didn't know where I was.
I suspected, but I wasn't certain. But then I pulled up the power usage for the building, and now I'm pretty sure my hunch is correct. Your rigs and the servers don't take up as much juice as you might think, but nobody's supposed to be living there.
So, the police are coming right now?
Yes. In fact, they're already there, trying to break the wall down. I wouldn't have done it if you hadn't won, in case you're wondering. I wouldn't want you to think all of that work was for nothing. Our window will be tight. They've been on high alert for a couple weeks, and they're in an absolute frenzy. It's nail-biting stuff. I don't know if you had the chance to watch the news in the last few days, but someone tipped off the press as to why the authorities are in such a lather. When you and Clara began running low on food, the system started spamming warnings about your sustenance levels. I allowed a single message to get forwarded to one of the many email addresses the FBI is monitoring. They've been running around like chickens the whole time, trying to figure out where you and Clara are. A CNN was running a countdown timer on the corner of the screen. Just last night, they had a whole panel of doctors talking about how long someone could stay alive in one of those rigs without food.
But why? Why are you doing all this?
Some of us like to solve jigsaw puzzles. Some like to take machines apart and see if we could put them back together. When I was a kid, I would spend months setting up elaborate rows of dominoes just to watch them all fall down. It's my thing. It's all part of my plan. And this part will be pretty exciting. Let me tell you. One last quest for the indestructible Duke.
Yeah. And what is that?
The credits are going to run dry in about 5 minutes. According to the police scanner, the cops will breach the chamber in less than 15. I timed it pretty well, if I say so myself. So you'll have only a couple minutes to kill Clara.
I'm not going to kill Clara.
Okay. I guess I did lie to you once. Way back when we first met. I said, I have no interest in you. That was a bit of a fib. And I apologize. I pride myself in being as truthful as possible. It's a sign of respect, you know? When Clara first said she wanted you in here as her payment, I made a point of finding out why. How do you two intersect? She wouldn't say. But when I finally figured it out, oh boy. An opportunity like this doesn't come along often for a guy like me.
I don't understand.
Like I said, Duke, this is my thing. The Duke who first came into this game would never kill her. He had some inhibitions that first needed to be whittled down. The Duke who is about to wake up is a different animal. By the way, her real name is Samantha Dillon. Clara was a name of the doll she had as a child.
Is that name supposed to mean anything to me?
Bye, Duke. I can't wait to read about you in the papers.
Bye, Jenk. Oh, and by the way... I'll be coming to visit you and Nadia and Melinda and little Peyton in Toronto soon enough.
Thank you for playing Kaiju, Battlefield Sergeant. We hope you had a great time.